This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, over prepare. Look, Hillary Clinton's been doing this most of her life. She is the consummate pro. This is new for Donald, so I think he should obviously over prepare for it.
That would be Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. His advice to Donald Trump: tomorrow he faces Hillary Clinton at Hofstra for the first of three presidential debates that I think will have a huge impact on what happens on November 8th. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some sad news. Arnold Palmer, the king, dead at 87. He had an army, you know. People followed him everywhere he went on the golf course. He was truly class all the way and a champion and a Hall of Famer. Won a congressional medal. Won the green jacket more times than you could shake a stick at. And treated people so well that asked him for autographs, that came up and talked to him, spent his life in La Trobe. Also, after he was through with golf, if you could ever be through with a great game of golf, he spent time designing courses and whatnot. Palmer died in Pittsburgh at the age of 87. He was getting ready for heart surgery, and his heart gave out. Boy, it's one of those stories. 87, he lived a long life, but he seemed like he would live forever, didn't he? He definitely did. Huge sports figure, known for so many things, but including four Masters. He had four Masters, two British Opens, one U.S. Open. He won a crazy amount of tournaments in his day. Big winner on the tour. And even on the senior tour, too. And then he was the founder of the Golf Channel. And people say that people were reinvigorated about golf when they watched the Golf Channel. So you have on one end of the spectrum, 87-year-old Arnold Palmer. On the other hand, you have somebody starting their career, Jose Fernandez, who died in a boating accident, just a freak accident in Miami. He was a Marlin. He was proud to be an American citizen. He came to the U.S. on a raft from Cuba, made it, touched soil with his mother, who fell out of the boat when they were crossing, and he jumped in to get her. And he would talk emotionally about that story, and Cuban Americans loved him, but so many other people, too. And he was pitching lights out. Just such a great young pitcher and such a sad story. If you want to throw in your two cents on any or all of it, you know you always can as we motor along. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
That is sad with Palmer.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? 87, he just seemed like he would last forever.
Well, one of the first golf games I ever watched was with him sinking a hole in the one. And I wrote a story about it in my book that I'm not going to really talk about. But, Kate, I do have something for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I have a 5-wood that if I really hit the ball with it, I can get 200 yards out of it, or 200.
Wow.
But furthest I got, I think, about two, not quite 220, but 215, somewhere in there.
Wow, that's great.
On the average, 190, 200, and right where I want it to go. But I can't play golf anymore. I've had my spine. Well, I don't want to talk about me. That's why I'd give it to you.
I love that. I love the 5-wood. I've got a 5-wood that I'm very fond of, too. There's something about clubs in your bag. You get used to a certain club, and then, boom, that's the one that you seem to like.
Well, yeah, and the manufacturing process just turned out to be the best club. Well, I had
nice.
A friend that had a 9-iron, and he could hit 190 yards with a 9-iron.
Yeah, I believe it. Yep. Crazy.
But Anyhow, there's so much that happened this week. It's ridiculous.
No, it's crazy, crazy between Charlotte, the election, the debates coming up, the death of the pitcher was sad and awful. Vin Scully saying goodbye to the great game of baseball on the happier side, but then there were some terrible things that, happened as well that we've
shootings.
Well,
I've got topics for this week. Like, I got a topic: why ladies like the NFL. I got a topic about locally the viral internet sightings of scary clowns in Mississippi, and I think you'll like that. Something I want you to research that I'm going to get to you back this week is Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, and the head of the Office of the State of Technology. And this was breaking news Saturday involving the DOJ. And, of course, I got a T-shirt idea of Dan's little thing that didn't work out. But anyhow, speaking of the debate, you're right from the very beginning, because on the top of your show, which I really didn't catch unless I call in, and I did catch it this time because I did call in, and everything I've heard on the talk shows is all Donald has to do is stick with the truth. He doesn't have to get up there and do anything. If he just sticks to truth without any, comments, he'll be good to go.
And as long as I think he doesn't clamp her down too much, because why do that?
What I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no sarcastic or anything.
Yeah, it doesn't
just
make any sense.
Just stick to the points and be truthful. He's got the truth on his side.
Yeah.
But here's just something to suggest to him, and I hope maybe one of his campaign aides, if not him, is listening. Anytime Hillary is making a diss at Donald concerning the immigration dilemma, the black-on-blue fiasco, or especially the Vietnam malice of care, his opening response should be for each case so that the viewers allow it to sink into their mind and make them think for a second. And this response is respectful and humorous. Like in the movie Clear and Present Danger, where Harrison Ford stated, "I give them nowhere to go."
Yes.
Get humorous in the form of the Funny Papers character of Andy Capp. Hey,
I'm listening.
Just a bloke from New Jersey.
I'm just a bloke from New Jersey.
I see it as I call it, and I call it as I see it.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's something I recognize from the beginning. He's from New Jersey. That's why he's so rash. Three-quarters of this country is not from the East Coast, and that's what they had a hard time with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I think that's what they had a hard time with. Absolutely. It's crazy. Yeah.
And if he just sticks firm with good eyeball contact and to the truth, no sarcasm, he'll defeat her because he's got the truth on his side.
You're right, if he just is calm and goes about that and doesn't go and make crazy gestures. You know how he was doing that in some of the Republican debates? Because he can't, because then it would distract. The problem would be it would distract from what he's saying. And if I were coaching him, that's exactly, Grim, thank you, that what I would tell him, don't make all these crazy big giant gestures and jump down her throat, because that will be the focus. All right, coming up, if you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-2283. And we're going to the mailbag, too.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When I'm sounding from your bosom, sometimes I suffer from distractions like, why does God cause things like tornadoes and train wrecks?
Wow, tough to interrupt that song. Good stuff. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Welcome to America tonight. A ton of mail came our way over the weekend. It's not a surprise. Since I've been doing this show, if you've tuned in, and if you've just tuned in for the first time, welcome. People like to reach out through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. He had a big blunder in one of the presidential debates when he sighed. Remember that? It was like the sigh heard round the world. There is a certain etiquette to the whole debate process. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. How about this one from Amy, who says, Kate, after the big shock of the Brad and Angelina divorce, how about the idea that Josh Brolin got married again? Did you see that? It was on CNN. I was flipping around and actually getting more information about the sad, sad shooting. And so I happened to see that. Yes. I saw a picture. They showed a black and white photo. And I don't know that I have. I am not kidding you. I could care less about celebrities. But I will say this. I mean, Brolin is handsome, like his dad. And he looks like the happiest person alive. He looks like he transcends the photograph. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone who looks that happy, where it's just honestly just pure happiness. It's just, it's wild. I mean, you know, actually looking at the picture, I was like, wow. I mean, you can see that coming through the photographs. So good for them. Whoever she is, I think she's a model or something. I think they said something about that. Catherine Boyd, I think her name is. And yeah, the Brad and Angelina thing, are you kidding? With everything that's going on, it's just the, who cares? That they've got so much money, both of them. They're going to be fine. Whatever happens, happens. Welcome to the real world. How about that? All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from John, listening to us in Florida. Kate, I know you're a sports fan, and it was an NFL Sunday, but we have baseball still wrapping up, and this pitcher who was killed in a boating accident all over Florida, people are really mourning him. And I am not a huge sports fan, but I started to listen to the stories, and it was so sad to hear. It was so inspiring, but yet so sad to hear the story of Jose Fernandez escaping Cuba at 15, jumping off a raft, saving his mother, getting to soil, and becoming an American eventually, and then becoming this great pitcher. It is a really, really heavy story. And I don't think I know, because people around me kept talking about it all day long. There was some shock in the air over it. Yeah, well, I think, first of all, anytime somebody young dies, that's the first thing. And here he is, this pitcher, and you hear his story, shark and waters that he went through, shark-infested waters, and what he had to go through to come from Cuba is just, I can't even imagine. But they do successfully and start from scratch, and he works his way up. And before you know it, he is Mr. Baseball. And he played in Tampa. He went to a Tampa high school. And how great, he gets this great break with the Marlins, and then that happens. Oh, it is heartbreaking. All right, this one comes to us from Howard. Kate, the Washington Mall shootings, I think, were outrageous over the weekend. I'm wondering your take on what is the deal on the guy that I think they arrested. Yeah, well, first of all, my take on it is it's sickening. The kid was killed. Five people in all were killed, and it's sad. So he killed five people in the Washington State Mall. He was still off everyone's radar on Saturday, and then they found him. And they say he just wasn't. There was like no reaction. So he's definitely accused of fatally shooting the five. And this was in Burlington, Washington. He was held without bond on Sunday, faces five charges of first-degree murder. And his name is Arcane Seton. He's 20 years old. And they had a reward, I think, out on him. They were doing this manhunt thing since Friday. He immigrated from Turkey with his family. He is a legal and permanent citizen of the United States. No evidence pointing to terrorism. The motive for the shooting that killed four women and a man are unclear at this point. His ex-girlfriend used to work at the store but hasn't in months and lives in another county, so you can see what happened. He does have a record that has three assault charges related to domestic violence on it, by the way. And then he was arrested on a drunk driving charge. So all around, lots of problems. And then he goes and does that, what he was trying to do. You see the footage of him. It's very eerie. It's just like he just looks like a young kid. Looks like anyone you would see. And he just calmly walks in the door. And then next thing you know, he has a gun, and he's off to the races, and it's very, very sad. And I'm sure the connecting the two has to do something with her, even if she's not there. And what a terrible, terrible thing for those families. What, your mother just went around the corner to the mall, and then that's what happened? These public shootings just sicken me. They make me sick to my stomach when I think about innocent people and what they endure at the hands of somebody like this guy. Awful. Absolutely awful. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Tom, listening to us in New Jersey. WVNJ. Kate, I heard you mention the station the other day, The Voice, and I was excited. I wanted to call in and tell you that you definitely, in New Jersey, you definitely have some serious fans. And I was wondering if you were excited about any upcoming movies. Yeah, the one that's coming up with the debate, scoring the debate. There is a bunch of movies coming out. There's a movie, I got to think about this for a second. I saw the Sully movie, and that was great. There's a movie where Ben Affleck plays an accountant, but dirty money. And he looks like this tepid accountant, but apparently there's much more going on. And there could be some, I don't know, it looks pretty good to me, in other words. It looks really good. And I think the next, it's not Da Vinci Code, it's Dante's Inferno, the next Dan Brown book adapted for the screen that stars Tom Hanks, is also coming out. And I think that will be a big movie. It'll find its audience because the first two were pretty good hits. The first one, The Da Vinci Code, was a great hit. But even the second one was a pretty decent hit. So I think this third one will strike a chord. And, release dates are important because of the money people spend to go to the movies. They want as much assurance as they can get that it's going to be a decent movie and they're not going to walk out in the middle of it and just say, I can't go back in there. I think this is why some movies, anyway, go straight to video, because you can see the gap where nobody was paying attention and they don't care. They don't care to watch it. We have another one here from Stacy listening to us in Phoenix and says, what if you're not a fan of sports at all? And since you talk about this, Kate, and all of a sudden you find yourself at a cocktail party or trying to network, what do you do? Don't fake it, for goodness sake. You just start to read. You start to read a little bit about sports and see if you can find an interest in one of the sports. It doesn't have to be a mainstream sport. It could just be one of the sports. In fact, I have a book called Invade the Man Cave. You can get all the info and more that you need there. Stay with us. We're booting the ball to the other side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Tonight, we've been talking about this. What's happening to our disappearing land? And what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about the erosion when my family takes me to the Jersey Shore and I see what's happening in Wildwood Crest. No, I'm talking about something a lot different than that. I'm talking about what's happening in some key areas, some key land grabs, I'll put it that way, that are affecting a lot of people. President Obama is using the Antiquities Act to do something that you might not even be aware of. He's creating this monument without the approval of Congress or local state legislatures at all under what I mentioned, the Antiquities Act of 1906. Yes, you heard me right, 1906. And has taken this name, the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument. I know it sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? But it really is something serious that's happening. There's no transparency, and I think people are very unaware of what it all means. So joining us now to explain that a little bit further and the parcels of land that we're talking about is R.J. Smith, Senior Fellow for Environmental Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. R.J., thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, it's good to be on. I think this is a very important issue, and it was interesting the way you put it, the disappearing land. Because when this country was created, it was supposed to be a land of free people, and the only purpose of the government was to protect their life, liberty, and property. And now we have a situation in which quietly over the ages, over the 250 years of American history, the government has simply been gobbling up the land. And instead of protecting the land that the people own and the people use, the government to begin with is acquiring more and more for itself. Most people don't have the slightest idea how much land government owns in America. I mean, you look at the land ownership by the federal government, by state governments, county governments, and local governments, and almost 50%, we don't even know the exact figure, almost half of all the land in America is already owned by the government at one level or another. So it's hard to argue that we're a free people because if the government owns the lion's share of the land and particularly all the natural resources on the land, it's almost impossible to have a free and productive society. And then in addition to that, the land that the government owns, the so-called public lands or the federal lands across the country, the government is now increasingly using an antiquated law called the Antiquities Act of 1906 to effectively turn that land into national parks, quasi-national parks, or quasi-wilderness areas, areas called national monuments. What this act did was it allowed the president, by the stroke of a pen, to designate areas as national monuments. Now, this might have been necessary. You might argue that this was necessary in 1906 because most of the country, particularly the western part of the country, was barely settled in those days. The population of America was only about 75 million people, a quarter of what it is now. And there were no federal agents on the land. And so people could just back up if they found an Indian ruin or something like that and raid an old Anasazi site out in the four corners of New Mexico and Arizona. Mm-hmm. Or if they found a big fossil deposit of dinosaur bones or a geological deposit of beautiful petrified wood, they could raid that. And so this was sort of a special law created that Teddy Roosevelt pushed through so that the federal government could come in and take the smallest amount of land absolutely necessary to surround this little Indian site or this little geological site to preserve it. And the first example of that was out in Wyoming in 1906. The first national monument was Devil's Tower, which you may have seen. Famous in the Close Encounters of a Third Kind, I believe. And they designated 1,347 acres, a very small area around it, just to make sure that people couldn't come up and blow it up or use parts of it or despoil it or something like that. But what is happening now, the same law, which isn't necessary because there are federal agents everywhere in the country on the land. Most of them are armed. We have airplanes. We have satellites up there. You could tell if somebody were raiding a site because you could see all the activity. You could see cars and trucks coming and going and so on. They're using this now to designate as much land as they want to just lock up for political purposes to appease the radical Greens. And the president, in the last 3 weeks, he's designated three national monuments, and in doing so, he has generally done so without the approval of the people involved in the area. Like in Maine, he just designated 87,000 acres of Maine as a Katahdin Woods and Lakes National Monument. Yeah. And the governor was opposed to that. The state legislature was opposed to that. Three-quarters of the U.S. congressional delegation was opposed to that. And the people in all the towns around the area were opposed to that. And still, he just went ahead and did it with a stroke of a pen.
Wow.
And this is something, this is threatening people all over the place, because these aren't areas that are threatened. I mean, most of that area up there is just plain old forest land, land that's been harvested and replanted and reharvested for hundreds of years. There's nothing unique about that area or special about that area. The Greens simply want to lock it up and shut down the timber industry up there. Now, you've seen the same thing, and they started creating national monuments. Originally were supposed to be on land. Well, now they're creating vast areas of the ocean they're locking up. This most recent one that you mentioned up off southern New England is about 5,000 square miles of the area, the southern end of the Georges Bank, and it will prohibit all activity except for recreational fishing, assuming that a recreational fisherman could go out 130 miles to fish for a fish for dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, what it does, it shuts down the commercial fishing industry.
Mm.
It, it shuts down the potential for exploration for vast mineral deposits and for oil and gas. And it's technically not a virgin area either in any sense, because there are underwater communications cables out there. All kinds of ships and oil tankers go over the area and so on. But whenever they want to lock something up, they always say, oh, this is absolutely unique. This is irreplaceable. There's nothing like this anywhere else. And generally, that's not true at all. They just use that as a way of conning people into thinking that this needs to be set aside.
Yeah, you mentioned it in the Antiquities Act. It made sense then. I used to live in that area. I just went through the petrified forests and the fossils and lived outside of Albuquerque. I completely get it. That made sense back in 1906 for specifically that reason.
Right.
But this is what's interesting is here's what I don't understand. Okay, so if you want to create these national monuments and these parks, absolutely, this should be debated in Congress, right?
Well, that's the traditional way that it has been done, that on federal lands, that the if you wanted to take public lands, say lands owned by the Forest Service or lands owned by the Bureau of Land Management, and you thought they were special enough and you wanted to turn them into a national park or turn them into a wilderness area, then the United States Congress would have to debate this and talk to local people and have hearings all over and see what the state thought of this and so on, and then eventually vote on the United States Congress either yes or no to create these areas. But what the president has been doing, it's not just this president. Republican presidents have done it too. George W. Bush created an awful lot of these monuments himself, particularly marine national monuments. What they do is just bypass everybody. I mean, they circumvent the constitutional legal role of the U.S. Congress in designating these things, and they circumvent disenfranchise the local people who live in those areas. And this is something that Congress is going to have to find a way to repeal this act. I don't think there's any way that they can just put sidebars on the act and get it in control, because the president and the Greens love it, because all it takes is a stroke of a pen by the president, and he doesn't have to tell anybody. He just decides. The Greens come to him, and his environmental advisors come to him and say, you know, all the environmentalists in this part of the country will really appreciate it if you lock up this land, if you'd set it aside as a monument, and he does it. And to show how these things are used now, instead of to protect something like Teddy Roosevelt did with the Devil's Tower, Clinton sort of set an example in 1996 of how to use this politically. He designated the largest single land national monument there's ever been in southeastern Utah, which is already almost entirely owned by the government. He designated 1.9 million acres as the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. And he didn't even tell the officials in Utah until 24 hours before he had the ceremony to announce this. Then he finally got the nerve to call the Governor Leavitt of Utah,
yeah,
and the Utah congressional delegation. And even then, he didn't even have the courtesy or something to go to Utah to announce this. But they had a special ceremony on the south side of the Grand Canyon, about as far away and as safe as they could be from angry people in Utah.
Crazy. R.J. Smith, we could talk about this all day long. I can tell you're so passionate about it. It's a crazy, crazy story, of no doubt. So pay attention, people. We're going to talk more about some of these specific areas. R.J., thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It was wonderful to be on. Thank you for covering this issue.
Thank you. think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Read all the pamphlets and watch the tapes. Read all the pamphlets and watch the tapes. Read all the pamphlets and watch the tapes.
Get all confused with you. Mix up the dates.
Happened in New York and what could have happened in New Jersey over this past weekend. As all of you know, I was in New York City for 9/11, so my antenna immediately goes up, but I know yours does too as well. And now they have somebody in custody, charged him, etc. You know that story we've been talking about, Ahmad Khan Rahmani, that he was shot on Monday morning by police officers, and luckily he was sleeping in a bar door, and because his face was plastered all over the place, somebody called, in fact, the guy who owned the bar, and they were able to get him in New Jersey. And we know this is a pressure cooker situation again. They've got videotape, just absolutely crazy stuff. Robert Caltabiano joins us now, and he spent many, many years in law enforcement. In fact, the bulk of his career with the Secret Service, where he managed the terrorism task force often. And here we go. But Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Wonderful to be here.
So from when you, and you know this, there's more threats than people would even want to know. People would be scared to walk out the front door if they knew some of what you probably dealt with over the course of your career, right?
I don't know about scared, but I want to flip that and say that people would be proud about what they're doing out there, that maybe not everybody knows every minute, but if you did, you'd really take pride in what law enforcement is doing.
Yes, and I agree with that, knowing a lot of FBI guys, and I know some Secret Service people, too, as well, and Homeland Security, if you want to throw that into the mix. So what was your reaction when you heard about Rahmani and the situation with him? That, again, something to be proud of, because there was swift action. His face was all over the place, and then, look, somebody saw, and they were able to get him.
Well, my, you know, obviously, like a lot of Americans, I think my first reaction was anger that, you know, this is happening again. And then, you know, looking and really rejoicing about our law enforcement system, because it works. You know, we have the best of the best out there. And so the first thing, you know, as an individual, anger, saying, again, why is this happening, you know, and, you know, happening to us in the country of the free. But then on the other hand, changing it and then looking at the great people out there that are, you know, have done miraculous things within the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah. So what is it that is going on? It's just a different world, and we're seeing more lone wolf terrorists, or what's happening from your point of view?
You know, I know everybody calls them lone wolves. I think a lot of times, you know, if we look at it in a different perspective, copycats. You know, we have the situation in Minneapolis. You know, ISIS claims, you know, responsibility there. They claim responsibility for everything. It is an information world, so people are out there, you know, wanting to either make a name for themselves or with their disbeliefs and their hatred and doing things in a way that we didn't see 20 years ago. But we're getting better each and every day. I think really law enforcement, our military, you know, in our country here since 9/11, and you were there, I was in the area the same also, we're getting better at dealing with this. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, we really shouldn't have to deal with this.
Yes, we really shouldn't have to deal with this. From the point of view of, and this is a ridiculous comment, because how do you shut it down? It's more just about, as you mentioned, people would be proud if they knew what was happening on these task forces. When you worked on your task force, what did you look for? What were you trying to, how were you trying to stop a terrorist in their tracks or a potential situation?
I think anybody in the intelligence community, they're only as good as the information that they're receiving. And that comes from a lot of it, believe it or not, average everyday people. And so, you know, when I would sit down in briefings with our people, you know, what is going on? It's day-to-day things. You know, if you see something and it kind of looks funny or it smells and you don't do anything about it, I got to say why. Because if you really use your gut instinct, which we got to start using again, because we know what is right, and we really instinctively know that, and unfortunately I think that people move too fast sometimes to get on with their lives and don't stop and say, hey, wait a minute, what is that? You know, in case in point, the lady the other day taking the picture of the pressure cooker, I believe it was on, what, 27th Street?
Yeah.
And, you know, she put her life on the line, but she thought there was something wrong with this. And obviously, you know, it was. But she took that picture and then notified the police about it. And then the, you know, the homeless individuals that, you know, they're lucky that they're alive that actually picked up the device, but then they did something. They notified police again. And it's that information that really can help one another when you know, when we really need it.
Yeah, so just keep your eyes open, not be paranoid, not enjoy your life, but just look around and trust your gut when you see something. I completely agree with that. From your years in the Secret Service and, you know, again, working in this global security operations too, because I'll call it that, I'll umbrella at that, do you think that there starting to be more cooperation? I heard from a buddy that there is, that there's more cooperation than what was reported back in 9/11 between agencies.
I think we see that across the board. And, you know, to me, we're a country that continuously learns. And so, as you know, go back 15 years ago, you know, a lot of people, we just didn't communicate. You know, that was the culture back then. Everybody, you know, basically stayed in their own line. Now we have, you know, cross communications at times, but there was no really need for it. You know, everybody was an expert at what they did. And now, there is that need. I think it was always there, but unfortunately it took a really bad situation, a horrible situation, for us to realize this. And so that's what I'm saying, is that we're getting better every day. But I believe government, whether it's local, state, or federal, is only as good as we are, we the people. If we are sitting back and doing nothing, what do you think the expectation then should be on our government? And
yeah.
So we need to be able to, you know, to feed you know, feed ourselves and to take care of ourselves in a way of, hey, if you see something, don't just say something, but do something.
Oh, I like that. Do something, absolutely. When you were with the Secret Service, what was the coolest thing you got to do?
I think, you know, I tell people I was like a kid in a candy store in the fact that I love history. And, you know, it is not easy running for president. We have two people that, you know, it is not easy. And it's a lot of work. It's the hardest job in the world outside, I think, of being a parent. But being around these people, I just could not help but learn just the mannerisms maybe who they are or what sometimes they're thinking and how they act. And, you know, you take pride into the fact is that in the Secret Service, we protected the office of the presidency or the vice president or the former presidents or first ladies. And at the end of the day, they're people just like you and I. You know, they, you know, get colds. They have headaches. They also laugh and cry at the same time. And we don't see that very often anymore. I think we view them very differently. But I want to tell everybody it was a fantastic life and something that a kid from upstate New York would have never dreamed of doing or going places that he never dreamed of going. And to represent our country was a gift of a lifetime.
Yeah, working on the campaign. If you were there on the campaign trail, was there a president that you stuck with that you were part of their detail or no?
Not to get into the nitty gritty, but it depended. We do rotations, and on a campaign trail, I was out with quite a few of them. I worked with seven presidents, and
wow.
Many people that ran for president. And it was, the main thing is, I think we went out and saw the American people. You know, we saw everybody and anybody, all walks of life throughout this country, and it just made me really be so proud of who we are. And it's because of the people behind it. You know, we really do have our country is just wonderful. We're blessed. And we just need to get out to see that more often. And traveling around the country in the campaign trails allows you to see that and to feel it amongst our people.
Oh, boy, I bet. So I guarantee that you've watched this movie several times. How accurate was In the Line of Fire?
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
I love movies. Clint Eastwood is a hero of mine. I watch all his movies. Here's bits and pieces behind it. Things change. I think, tactics change as we went across in time. You know, that was done in the early 90s.
Yeah.
What they did back then, we wouldn't be probably doing today. Because the presidency's changed, because the world has changed. You know, I think we learned when the attempt on President Reagan's life, back in 1981, the Secret Service had to readjust how it did business, and they're constantly doing it. And what happens today, if you and I speak in a year from now, probably things will change.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert Caltabiano, thank you so much for coming on, talking about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So long ago, but you never asked me to forget about you. 'Cause you know if you ask me for anything, you'll get it right.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.